Let's start from Yudches on the base. Let's start from Amalei Rav Ashi of Kahana. It's 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8 lines from the bottom. Okay, again, I want to warn you, it's not easy. I don't know it well, so you'll help me along. Okay, so we learned yesterday in passing. We learned in passing yesterday that there's a Shidur Rabbi Yossi. Rabbi Yossi spoke about the halach of Mayim. If Mayim comes in contact with food, and if Mayim comes in contact with Kalim. Okay, the details of Rabbi Yossi, that was yesterday. Basically, he made a pshar that Mayim is metame oichel, but Mayim is not metame Kalim. A chiddush. Made a pshar what type of Mayim, what Mayim can do. And then the Gemara used his Yisoid. The Gemara says that his Chiddush was based upon a Yisoid that Rabbi Akiva taught. Rabbi Akiva taught a halacha that when it says into the word Yitma, the Torah could have said sometimes the word Tonei, but it said in some places the word Yitma instead of the word Tonei, which allows us to make a drasha not to read the word Yitma, which means that this object shall become Tamei, but we read the word Yitamei, that this object not only is a Tamei, it has the koyach to be Metamei something else. It's a drasha, and this drasha originated from Rabbi Akiva. He was the one who made this drasha, and Rabbi Yossi, he borrowed and he developed it in his own way. But the Gemara at the end said, even though Rabbi Yossi went and he borrowed from the Yisur Rabbi Akiva, there's no way in the world Rabbi Yossi can mamish whole like Rabbi Akiva. It can't be. In other words, I like your chidushim, but I'm going to develop your chidushim, your drashos, in my way. I'm not going to darshan the psukim the way you dash. In other words, the bottom line is in Shulchan Aruch, we're not going to agree. You'll be the Mechaber, I'll be the Ramah. It may be that my chidushim in the Ramah will come from the chidushim of the Mechaber, but I'm going to develop the Mahalach, the chidush, in my own way. That was the gist of the Gemara. Now the Gemara wants to explain, how do you know this? Prove it to me. Prove to me that it's impossible for Rabbi Yossi to agree lehalacha like the Shita Rabbi Akiva. So here we go. Eight lines from the bottom. We mentioned in passing. Amalei, and the Gemara didn't tell us. The Gemara just said this in passing. Here the Gemara is telling us for the very first time. Amalei, Rav Asher of Kahana. Rav Asher of Kahana Bishlam. I understand what you taught me yesterday. You told me this Chiddush. Rabbi Yossi lo yisov alok Rabbi Akiva. There's no way Rabbi Yossi can follow the Shita Rabbi Akiva. The Tanya. Let's analyze this. So here we go. Tanya. First we have to know what Rabbi Yossi says, and then we have to know what Rabbi Akiva says, and then we'll judge for ourselves if they are in agreement. What do we say? The Tanya and Rabbi Yossi said, Minayin l'revi ba'kodesh shu pasul. How do we know this basic yisoid, which we're all familiar with, meaning the daf, familiar sugya, when it comes to kodesh, there's something called the revi. So let's learn the basics. There's an avi avos atoma, the mace, avi avos. Then there's an av atoma, a tami mace, or a sheretz, or a nevela. Then if those things come in contact with food, they become a utensil or a person, they become a rishon. A rishon touches a food, it becomes a sheni. The chulin, that's where it stops, at least according to the Rabbanan, that's where it stops. Truma can become a shlishi, and kodesh can become a revi. Now wait a minute, where do we know that kodesh can become a revi? Show me a pasuk, show me a makar for this concept that when it comes to kachim can reach the madreg of tumah of a revi. So here he says it. Minayin revi b'kodesh shu pasul v'dinu. So guess what? There's no pasuk anywhere. It's nothing more than a kal v'chomer. Now it's a complicated kal v'chomer, the depth of which I do not know. But let's just the very, very bare basic kal v'chomer. Okay, it's if you think about it, it's very hard the kal v'chomer. But let's just get the basic kal v'chomer. V'dinu, u'mam chus kipurim shemuta b'tshuma pasul b'kodesh shlishi shapasul b'tshuma einoy din shiaser vi b'kodesh. Okay, that's a mouthful. Okay, and that's a lot. The volumes and volumes. What that means exactly? That's very basic ideas. We have a mechusa kipurim. What is a mechusa kippurim? A person who was a person who cannot eat kachim until he brings karbonos. Who are examples? Which people are potentially mechusa kippurim? A yoledes, a woman who gives birth. A woman who gives birth is an avatam, just psichas akever. The opening of the womb causes a woman to become an avatoma. Okay? An avatoma, serious business. She touches something, she's like a nida, so to speak. It's a different type of tumah. It's not a nida, but same idea. So once she's a yeledis, what is the halacha? She's tame. She's tame. If she touches the kachim, touches anything, it becomes tame, comes a rishon. What else? She is not allowed to eat kachim. And normally a person who's tamei, if you go to the mikvah, you go through the process of tyro, so once you finish with your tuma, you can eat kachim. A yoledes cannot eat kachim, she can't eat from any karbon, until she brings a special karbonos that requires of a yoledes. So let's analyze. She eats, she's tamei. She goes to mikvah, right? We have 33 days for zohar. For zohar, it's going to be 7 days. And then it's going to be 33 days of tahara. So now she's finished. She's finished. She made tumi, made tahara. Now she brings her. Now she goes to the mikvah. When she goes to the mikvah, what happens? She is allowed to eat. She is allowed to eat truma. Let's say she is an eishes kohen. She's married to a kohen. She is allowed to eat truma, because even though normally, because she's completely tahara, but since she did not yet bring the special karbonos of a yoledes, she is not allowed to eat kachim. She can't bring a karbon Pesach, right? It's Pesach, she can't bring a karbon Pesach, or participate. She can't bring a karbon Toida, or a Shlamim. Anything that's kachim, she can't eat. So here we have a situation of Mechusa Kippurim. She has a leniency. What's the leniency of a Mechusa Kippurim? She is allowed to eat truma. That's her leniency. Yet, even though she's kal, she has a chumrah, she can't eat kachim. Not only can't she eat kachim, if she will touch kachim, she will contaminate it. She will make it tummy. That's ad kadei kach. She retains a degree of tuma that if she'll touch kachim, will become tummy. So now, let's go to an object which is a shlishi. Let's go to truma. Let's go to a shlish. Let's read the word inside the Gemara. Vidinu. Uma mechusa kippurim, madcha mechusa kippurim, shehu b'tru, shemotu b'truma. So there's a leniency, she can eat truma, but yet possible by kodesh, but if she were to touch kodesh, she would make a tamei. So shlishi, she possible b'truma. So let's deal with the content again. Kalvachomer, it's very hard to get details of Kalvachomer, but let's convert the basics. Let's now deal with an object that is a shlishi in regard to truma. So what's the halacha? It's tame. It's possible. We call it possible.
Because what would be a shlishi, give me a case like that?
Of truma. Let's deal with a situation where a shlishi is tame. When do you have a situation where a shlishi is tame? Truma. So truma, it's no good. Let's take a step back one moment. A woman who was a mechusah kippurim is allowed to eat truma. Is allowed to eat truma, but can't eat kachim. And if touches kachim, she makes kachim tame. Truma, or let's not say truma. Let's talk about shlishi. Let's make believe shlishi is a person. I mean, just in order to match the two, you have a concept called Mechusa Kippurim, which is mutter, and you have a concept called the shlishi. In the concept of shlishi, truma is tummy or pasa. I'm going to use the word interchangeable. It's tummy.
Right.
So it's worse. It's worse than the Mechusa Kippurim. Because the concept, again, don't get me on the nitty gritty of the Kal V'Chayim because it's very complicated, but the basic gist. Mechusa Kippurim has a kula, the concept of Mechusa has a kula that it's mutter b'tshuma, but yet it has a chumra that kodesh is off limits. It's worse. When it comes to a shlishi, it's worse. You're starting off worse. Right. Why you're starting off worse? Because truma, when you mix truma with a shlishi, it's no good.
Right.
It's no good. That's a given. That we'll see in a moment. So,
sure.
I'll achas kama v'kama of this shlishi were to touch kachim, it would make the kachim a revi, would make it another madrega, or would make it tame. Now, if this object starts off as a shlishi, and when it comes to tuma, the rules are always you go down one notch. So, if you're starting off already worse, where it's already no good by truma, and we're going to apply the kol shchem when the truma will touch kachim, it's going to become tame. Yeah. Obviously, that means that kachim is going to become a revi. Okay, this is a very yisoidistic makal v'chomer which appears throughout Shas, and this is, I think, the only place where the Gemara really goes, maybe one or two places in whole Shas, where it refers to this concept all the time, revi by kachim. This is kedai to dwell on it, just to review, to get the concept one more time. We have here, we want to know, how do we know that there's such a concept called revi by kodesh? There is no pasuk anywhere that says nothing more than the kal v'chomer. The kal v'chomer is derived from a mechusar kippurim. The classic example mechusar kippurim is a yoledes. You have a zav also, and a zava, but we're not familiar with a zav and a zav is man. I said, we know what a yoledes is, so we're talking about a yoledes. Mechusar kippurim, she is mutar b'truma, a leniency, but if she were to touch kachim, it would make the kachim tamei. So now, kal v'chomer, when you take a shlishi, and you mix a shlishi with truma, and we know that there is a concept of truma being a shlishi, which is tamei. If you have truma that is a shlishi, the truma must be burnt, it must be destroyed. So truma together shlishi is starting off already worse than mechusar kippurim. Al achas kama v'kama, it's going to get the chumra of mechusar kippurim, that if the truma were to touch kachim, the kachim would become a revi. So this is the chiddush of Rabbi Yossi. So mam mechusar kippurim shemud b'truma pasal b'kodesh shlish shabasal b'truma in adin shi'as revi b'kodesh v'lamadnu. Now the Gemara says v'lamadnu. Now here comes. Now here's a very powerful yisod in Rashi. Now what are you going to tell me? And this goes back to all the kal v'chomer. Any time you make a kal v'chomer, there's something called dayoy lovoy min hadin liyos kenida. You can make the most beautiful kal v'chomers. You can build intellectual gymnastics. You can do whatever you want and build kal v'chomers, come up with chidushim, but the result can never be greater than your starting point. So here it comes. Now this is a hidden question which Rashi brings out. Since this concept of making a revihi by kodesh is all built from truma, and by truma there's no such thing as something greater than a shlishi, you have no right that the end result should be that kachim should be greater than a shlishi. Dayoy since the whole concept of making kachim into making kachim tame from truma is only built on a kal v'chomer from truma, and truma does not go lower than a shlishi, so you have no right with your elaborate kal v'chomer to come to the result that kachim should be anything greater than your source of a shlishi. So very nice, you've made this beautiful kal v'chomer, and the kal v'chomer comes to tells us that the result is going to be, the kachim is going to be a shlishi, a revi. We got one problem though. Since the whole kal v'chomer is built on a foundation of truma, and truma is not greater than a shlishi, so with all of your lumdis, it's not going to work. You can't make kachim greater than a shlishi. So what is going on over here? That's the Gemara's kasha. So the answer is the solution. The solution is the only time you say dayoy is only when you know from nothing. But if you already have a starting point of something, then you can override dayoy. Now, what do we mean? If we already know as a fact that there's something called a shlishi by kachim, then the kal v'chomer wouldn't tell us anything. Let me just take a step back. Let's say we would not know anything about kachim. We would not even know that kachim is a shlishi. We would not know revi. We would not even know a sheni. Make believe we would know nothing about kachim whatsoever. And the kal v'chomer is going to teach us, we're going to leap all the way from zero all the way down to a revi. Oh, so then, so the Kal V'Chomer is teaching me Rishon, Sheni, Shlishi, Revi. And the Chiddush is that the Kal V'Chomer is so brilliant, it even tells me Revi. So then you'll say, no, it's enough that the Kal V'Chomer will teach me the basics. Rishon, Sheni, Shlishi. But if we already know the basics, and the only thing that Kal V'Chomer will teach me will be something that we did not already know, which in this case will be a Revi,
then you can
make the Kal V'Chomer, and you don't need to come, or you're not limited with the difficulty of Dayoy Lav Medin Liyoyz Kenidan. So here, the Gemara says that we're in business, because if not for what we're about to say now, we would think that the Kal V'Chomer is teaching me the basics. It's teaching me Shlishi and Revi, and that would limit us because of Dayoy. The Gemara now says, no, we already know the basics. We already know from a pasuk in the Torah that when it comes to kachim become tamei midin shlishi. There's a beferish pasuk. It's explicit. So once we have a beferish pasuk, there's something called tumav kachim for shlishi. Now, what is the Kal V'Chomer teaching me? Revi. And you can't go tell me dayoy, because the only time you can say dayoy is when at least the Kal V'Chomer teaches me something. Here, if we're going to say dayoy, the Kal V'Chomer will teach me nothing. And we can't do that. The Kal V'Chomer must teach us something, because that's one of the Yud Gil Midrash Atar Nidreshes, that the Kal V'Chomer has a right to teach me a Chiddush. And since over here we already know the basics, the only Chiddush will be revealed, that's what it's going to teach me. Now, how do you know talking the Torah the basics? Where in the Torah does it tell me anywhere that there's something called a Shlishi by Kachim? V'rvi mikal v'chomer shlishi v'labanu three lines from the bottom v'labanu shlishi mikaydesh minat Torah. We know shlishi v'kaydesh minat Torah, and now once we know shlishi, we're not going to have the problem of daya mimelu v'rvi mikal v'chomer. Now just look at the Rashi to clarify this point, because I'm not trying to sell you here the Brooklyn Bridge. I want to show you what it says on this idea. Rashi three lines from the bottom v'labanu shlishi v'kaydesh minat Torah. Deloy udeloy teima, don't go say daya lava minadin liyos kenidoin matri moisa shlishi. That in a situation where the Kal V'Chomer is going to be slugged up, you're not going to accomplish anything. Loi aminan dai. So this is a very important Rashi ending over here, whole Shtum Gemara, bringing in the concept of dai to extend what the Gemara is here doing, because it doesn't say it in the Gemara. Rashi, not from this Rashi, we don't know what's going on in the Gemara. The Gemara Mamash will be a sasam, will be a big mystery. So he's bringing out this point why the Gemara is trying to now. How do we know this? Now this pasuk is referring to Basar Kodesh. Okay, this pasuk is written in the parish of Kachim. Asher Yiga, if it will make contact, the Chol Tamei Lo Ye Ochel. You have Basar Kodesh, it's making contact with something that is Tamei. Oh, Lo Ye Ochel. What is the object that it's making contact with that is Tamei? We have a right to assume that it is the lowest level possible. Now, what is the lowest level possible of tumah in the Torah? Sheni, because the Torah. Where do we find sheni in the Torah? It's v'chiyipol minivlasam. I've got the exact words of the pasuk, but if a sheretz falls into the toich, into the avir of a kli cheres, yitma. The food becomes tameh. We learned this yesterday. Now, what does that mean? The sheretz is an av. When the food enters, the sheretz enters the av of the cheres. The cheres becomes a rishon, and the food then becomes a sheni. So it's the fairish apostolic in the Torah that food can become a sheni. Now, when the food. The sheretz falls into the klicheres, so the sheretz is an av, the klicheres now becomes a rishon, and the pasuk says that kol asher b'soicha yitzma, the food that's inside the klicheres becomes tameh from the kli. So that means the food is a sheni. So there's mamish explicit in the Torah that food can become a sheni. And now this pasuk comes along, the parish of Kachim, we have kodesh, and the kodesh is making contact with an object that's tamei. And what happens? The kodesh becomes tamei. B'chol tamei lo yi'ochel. You may not eat it because it's tamei. The whole pasuk here on the side of the Gemara is yabasar asher yiga b'chol tamei lo yi'ochel bo'esh yisareif. You have to burn it because it's tamei. So now, what does that mean? That means that kodesh is becoming a shlishi. So it's a beferish pasuk in the Torah that there's something called a shlishi by kodesh. Now we have a kal v'chomer, from a chus kippurim, which is coming to increase the darug of tumah one notch more by kodesh, which means there's going to be something called a revi by kodesh. Shomil asking the naga b'sheni, doesn't it say that the touch b'sheni? And mail that means that the food, the kodesh became a shlishi. So we know shlishi. Now we have our kal v'chomer, revi mikal v'chomer kedamrinan, and now we can apply the kal v'chomer from mechus kippurim. Madach mechus kippurim, truma is mutor. It's a leniency, but has a chumer that if a mechus kippurim touches kodesh, it becomes tamei. That's a fair shapasik. So now kol shchein truma, which is off limits by a shlishi, truma this is becomes tamei by a shlishi. So certainly when that, so you're already starting one notch higher, one degree of chumra of truma. Certainly it's going to get the chumra of mechusa kippurim, that when it makes contact with kodesh, it's going to make the kodesh a notch lower. And over here, since we already know the basics, that there's going to be something called the shlishi, must be called the chumra, is teaching us a revi. Okay? So this is a whole daf gemara in a nutshell. We already, these couple lines, the mamash major again. The yesoid of Rabbi Yossi. Rabbi Yossi's yesoid is the shas yesoid. There's something called Revihi Bakoidesh. It's built on two principles. The principle of the Kal V'chomer from Mechus HaKippurim, and we don't have a problem of Dayoi, because we know there's something called the Shlishi Bakoidesh and Beferish HaPasach. Okay, now, what do we want this for? What is the Gemara doing? Because the Gemara wants to show that there's no way in the world Rabbi Yossi can be in agreement with Rabbi Akiva. Why not? Because Rabbi Akiva, if you remember from the previous staff, Rabbi Akiva said a tremendous chiddush, that there's something called a shlishi by chulin. We are accustomed with the yisoid that chulin, it stops by sheni, like the pasuk we just quoted. And then truma is a shlishi, and kodesh is a revi. But Rabbi Akiva holds, that's not for now, that was his drasha from yesterday, that chulin can become a shlishi, and truma can become a revi. Now wait a minute. If chulin can become a shlishi and truma can become a revi, now when we will apply the kal v'chomer, the kal v'chomer will upgrade kodesh into a chanishi.
Right.
So if Rabbi Yossi holds like Rabbi Akiva, Rabbi Yossi's main yisoid is a kal v'chomer, and if you hold of this kal v'chomer, if you're going to start with the foundation that chulin is a shlishi and shuma is a revi, so when we make this kal v'chomer of Mechus HaKippurim, we're going to go all the way up to the Madrego where Truma is going to be, Kodesh is going to become a Chamish. Let's see inside. The Gemara explains. The East, the second line from the top. The East, Sal Kedaitach Savak Rabbi Akiva. If you're going to tell me that Rabbi Yosef Savak Rabbi Akiva, Nisdinam may reveal the Truma, the Chamishi be Kodesh, and we have a Chamish be Kodesh. Let's just do one part of the Kal V'chomer to explain it. Okay, I'm not going to go through all the details because there's really another major step which will take forever to go through, but let's just go through one step. Let's assume that according to Rabbi Akiva, we have a shlishi b'chulin, and there's going to be a revihi by truma. Okay, let's just make that assumption for the moment, because that's really what he says. There's a revi by truma. So let's, what's the kal v'chomer now? Madach mechus kippurim, a woman who's yoledes, which went to the mikvah, so she is allowed to eat. Is allowed to eat truma. There's no problem when it comes to truma. But yet, if she were to touch kachim, she would make the kachim tamei. So when it comes to truma, where there's a problem of revihi by truma, because according to Rabbi Akiva, he holds that revihi and truma are incompatible. So that means Truma at the level of Revi is worse than Mechusa Kippurim. You're starting off worse than Mechusa Kippurim Givaldik. She can eat Truma. A leniency. But even though she has this leniency, she has a Chumra that if she will touch Kachin, that's it, it's Tameh. So now, when you're dealing with the concept of a Revi, which is incompatible with Truma, it's worse. It's worse than Mechusa Kippurim. Revi does not go together with Truma. It does. So al achas kama v'kama, it's going to get the chumra of Mechusa Kippurim, that if this Revi will make contact with Kachin, it's going to ruin it. And now, if you're making contact, and the rules of Tumah are always such that you always go down one madrega and we follow through, it's going to become a Chamishi. So, if Rabbi Yossi holds like Rabbi Akiva, why did Rabbi Yossi explicitly say there's something called the Revihi Bakoidesh? He should have said there's something called the Chamishi Bakoidesh. So this is the Moritz Kasha. So So therefore that is a given. So we're very pleased. Okay, so this is another sense which we're very happy. We have established without any questions whatsoever, Rabbi Yossi in no way in the world can agree with Rabbi Akiva. Being there, Rabbi Akiva said from the get-go, there's something called the Shlishi by Chulin, and there's a Revi by Truma, and Rabbi Yossi is being Kal V'Chomer. The result of the Kal V'Chomer should result, if you start with that foundation, the result should be this Chamishi Bakoidesh. And Rabbi Yossi said, there's no such thing as Chamishi Bakoidesh. The most you have Bakoidesh is a Revi. It must be that the foundation is only a Sheini and a Shlishi. And that's why the result, the final result, is going to be a Revi. Okay? So that is a given. So we're very happy, and this is a break point in the Gemara. Now we go to the next piece. Ella, Rabbi Akiva. The Gemara also in the previous staff said another part. What? I'm not aware. I don't think so. Paradum is the same rules. It's an avatoma. Paradum is an avatoma. Paradum is metame is an avatoma. That's the paradox. It's metame, someone who touches it, so they become a rishon. Someone who touches the paradum, they become a rishon. There's a dad goes down another madriga. I'm unaware. Okay. Ella. Now we go back to what we learned the previous stuff. Next kash. Ella Rabbi Akiva leisavak Rabbi Yossi minolam. What's going on over here? Rabbi Akiva.
Now we
interview Rabbi Akiva, we also said in the previous staff that Rabbi Akiva does not hold like Rabbi Yossi. Rabbi Akiva does not hold like Rabbi Yossi. Now, Minolam, why not? Now, what would that mean exactly? If Rabbi Akiva holds that Rabbi Yossi's main yisoid is a Kal V'Chomer, he invented this brilliant Kal V'Chomer. That is what Rabbi Yossi did. Why can't Rabbi Akiva, from his perspective, take his foundation, his yisoid, there's something called the Revi'i by Truma, and build a Kal V'Chomer to come out that there's a Chamishi by Kodesh? El Rabbi Akiva l'asav Rabbi Yossi minolan. How do we know this? So the Gemara says, "Amalei deloy l'shtame tana v'lisnei revi b'tshuma v'chamishi b'kodesh." The name of Rabbi Akiva, because we have searched Gan Shas, we have searched all the Mishnayos, all of Shas, and nowhere b'chol haTorah kula do we ever mention this chiddush that there's something called the chamishi by kodesh and revi by tshuma. And if we were to find such a Mishnah somewhere in Shas, a Mishnah or Braisa, we would have no problem whatsoever explaining, yeah, it makes sense. It's going like Rabbi Akiva. And Rabbi Akiva agrees to the Yisoid of Rabbi Yossi. So Rabbi Akiva takes his Yisoid of Shlishi Nevi, and he builds upon that with the Chiddush of Rabbi Yossi to make it into a Chamishi. So, but the fact is, nowhere throughout the entire Shas do we ever come across a Mishnah of Brice that says this. It must be that Rabbi Akiva does not hold of the Kal V'Chomer. This Kal V'Chomer of Mechusa Kippurim to use as a springboard to bring up a Chamishi, there is a pircha. There is some flaw in that Kal V'Chomer. Okay, so this is what must be. Ella, there must be, there's a flaw in the Kal V'chomer. The Gemara does not tell us what the flaw is, but it must be there is some flaw in the Kal V'chomer. And that's why we don't have anywhere in Shas a Mishnah telling us there's a Chamishi by Kodesh. The Gemara says, what kind of answer is that? Just because you don't have a Mishnah or a Braisa in Shas, that's the reason why you have to say, well, that's the reason the Siddur Akiva doesn't love Yossi? Not everything that Rabbi Akiva said or held of is mentioned explicitly in Shas. There are things that Rabbi Akiva said we can figure out on our own. If he said the basic yisoides, the basic principle, we can figure it on our own what he held. We don't have to have him spell out every little thing for us in Shas. Vanan os ahochi nekam v'nismuch. Should we get up and rely upon this just because he did not say it? So that's the Morris Kash, the Morris Nofeg Rav Ashi. So Rav Ashi says, you know, you're right. It might very well be that Rabbi Akiva holds Rabbi Yossi, but if that's the case, how then can we make a statement in the previous staff that Rabbi Akiva does not hold Rabbi Yossi? Guess what? I found a Beferish Abraisa where Rabbi Akiva said there's nothing greater than a Chamish Revi by Kodesh. Nofak Rav Ashi. The Itema, some say, was not Rav Ashi. The Itema, some say, it was Rav Kahana. Doc, he made a search. He took out his computer, and he made a search. The Ashka Chodetznan, Hakli, here's the Brayis. Hakli Mitzarfis. Now, this is, we're going to drive it indirectly. Number one. Now, this is not really what's Nogeos, but it's just a side point. Hakli Mitzarf Esma Shebesoichoy L'Kodesh, Avaloy L'Tshum. This is a Chumrah. A Chumrah is, if you have, normally, in order for somebody to Makabal Toma, you need a certain size. Let's say you have a utensil, you have a kli. In the kli, you have two chatzi zeisim, two halves, and you touch one half. Someone who's tame touches one half, does not touch the other half. Does the other half automatically become tame because it's in the same utensil? So the answer is yes, with regard to kodesh, but not with regard to chumrah. It's a special chumrah. That a kli, the fact that it's in the kli sharis, and you have in the kli sharis a two pieces of a mincha, each one is a chatzi shir, and you touch one, and you're tameh, automatically the other chatzi shir becomes tameh. That's a chum when it comes to kodesh, not when it comes to chuma na. Chuma, if you touch the part that you touch becomes tameh, the other part does not become tameh. Hakli mitzarf smasha b'sechay le kodesh, avlo le chuma. The Harivi, and then he goes on. Now that's not really no chaos. That's just part of the Braisa, because the Braisa begins with those words. And the Gemara, once we mention this, the Gemara is going to discuss in more detail. But here comes part that we need. The Harivi Bakoidesh Pasol. Explicit. It says here in this Braisa, there's something called a Ravi Bakoidesh. When it comes to Kodesh, the last level of Tumah is a Ravi.
What's his name?
So this means that if you have an avatoma, you touch something and it becomes a rishon. The rishon touches something else, becomes a sheni. The sheni touches something else, becomes a shlishi. The shlishi touches something else, becomes a revi. And that's it. If the revi touches something else, it stops there.
Okay, Question is it nothing or is it
chamishi?
Goes. I'm shich the toma to another person.
Does it continue? Revi is stop. What's that revi?
Avaloy the harvi ba kodesh pasul, revi because the last step, the hashlishi b'tshuma. Okay, so it says here in this brayse explicitly that the last level of tumah is a, the last level of tumah is a revi. Now, who's the author? So, what my nagei, my inyans el zeh. So, who says we want to bring right to Rabbi Akiva? The Amar Rabbi Akiva Rabbo, Amar Rabbi Yochanan. You know who said this? Ah, Meidusoy Shel Rabbi Akiva Nishnes Mishnah Zo. This Mishnah was taught by Rabbi Akiva. The Tanya. How do I know that? Because we know from the Reisha. See, we want to focus on what it says in the Sefer Revi. But the Reisha mentioned Seraph, that you have a kli and you touch one object, one pachatzi shir, and automatically the part. The Tanya, Hoysif, Rabbi Akiva added to the list. And the Hoysif refers to And testimony. He also means he added it when he said testimony. He was saying all the different memories. He was testifying about certain halachas. These four items. If you have the klisharis flour, or you have ketores, the samimonim, the ingredients of the ketores, or the halavayna, the frankincense for the lechem, or for the lechem upon him, or the hagacholim, shimnogat ful yom b'miktsas, and someone who's a sheni, someone who went to mikvah, and did not yet, the sun did not yet, the stars did not yet come out, it's ful yom, he touched miktsas, son, pasul as kul on everything else in the utensil becomes tame. So what do we learn from this? We learn from this that the first part of the Braisa, where it talks about Seraph Kli, who is the author? Rabbi Akiva. So we have a right to assume that if the Reish is Rabbi Akiva, the Seif is also Rabbi Akiva. And what does the Seifa say? The Seifa says, Revihi in Chamishilo. When it comes to Kodesh, the last level of Tuma is a Revihi, not a Shlishi. When it comes to Truma, what's the last level of Tuma by Truma? Shlishi in Revihi Lo. So we clearly see here that Rabbi Akiva does not hold of the Kal V'Chomer of Rabbi Yossi. We have Rabbi Yossi. Rabbi Yossi has a Kal V'Chomer. The Kal V'Chomer is built upon the concept of Mechusa Kippurim. Rabbi Yossi, he holds something called Sheni Shlishi. That's where it ends. He needs the Kal V'Chomer to upgrade Kachim into a Revi. Rabbi Akiva, that holds from his own sources, there's something called the Shlishi and Revihi. If he would make use of the Kal V'Chomer of Rabbi Yossi, he would upgrade Kodesh to a Chamishi. But obviously, Rabbi Akiva explicitly said that there's no such thing as a Chamishi by Kodesh. It's because Rabbi Akiva does not hold of the Kal V'Chomer of Rabbi Yossi. There must be some pircha. There is some which the Gemara is not telling us the pircha. Let's Rashi discuss a little bit. We're not going to go through the Rashi now, but there is some pircha in the Kal V'Chomer, and that's why he does not agree. The Kal V'Chomer does not come to the final result of there being something called the Chamishi B'Kodesh. Okay, that concludes this sugya. Now we go to a new sugya. We mentioned in passing this concept called Seraph, a whole new world. That you have a Kli Sharis, and in the Kli Sharis you have little particles of Keteres, or particles of Gecholim, of coals, and someone who went to Mikvah did not yet have Heref Shemesh makes contact with one particle, automatically all of the little particles in the utensil, even the ones that he's not touching, become Tameh. That's called Seraph. Now, Alma, what do we learn from this halach in Derech Agav? Kesavar, Seruf Dirabonon. This concept is only a din Dirabonon. Why do we know it's only a Dirabonon? Because, let's see, because the only way these things can combine, they're not foods. How do we know it's midrabanan? The way we know it's midrabanan is because two of the things that are mentioned here is a coal, a gacheles, and ketores, samamonim. Minatoira, there's no tumor for gecholim and samamonim. They're not foods, they're not liquids, they're not kalim. They're pshudekliates. Ingredients that are used, different things that are from vegetables or things that are taken from trees that are used to, we don't know what they are, to make the keteres, the fragrance, the keteres, spices.
I know what this is.
So these things are not, they're not mekabel tumah. The fact that he says not only are they mekabel tumah, but even mekabel tumah, if it's in the utensil, one particle is in the utensil, this can only possibly be midin derabanan. Why can it be now? Why does it work? Because coming with chibas hakodesh, since something is, it's beloved, it's the property, it's something which is kodesh, it belongs to the Beis Hamikdash, goes to the Mizbeach. So this concept of chibas hakodesh is what makes these objects tamei. Alma kesavar tseiruf derabanan upligu derabchanin. This is not like Rav Chanan. Why? The Omar tseiruf deoraisa. Rav Chanan is of the opinion that Seruf is the Rabbanon. Give me one second. He holds Rabbanon. Okay, so this is not like Rav Chanan, because Rav Chanan disagrees. Rav Chanan holds that Seiruf is the Eraisa. How did you know that Seiruf is the Eraisa? Dil Metzeruf the Eraisa, Shnemar, Kaf Achas Asara, a Kaf of Asara of 10 coins, the value, a certain weight, is a certain weight of gold, Asara Zahav, Malaya Kitores, from the word Kaf. The fact the Pasuk used the word kaf, the spoon, right. It's an extra word. We learn from that word that cool. that kol masha be kaf is achas. Because the Pasuk says kaf achas, not the word kaf, the word achas. Because the kaf asaras of why did the Pasuk say the word achas, kaf achas. From the extra word achas, Rav Chanan learns that everything that is in the kaf automatically is joined together to become Tomei. So from Rav Chanan, who makes use of the word of Kafachas, we learn that Seruf is a din d'oraisa. Rabbi Akiva, since he did not make mention of the concept of Kaf Achas, he did not quote the Pasuk, he just said something called Seruf, and he mentioned a connection with the Sketores and with the Gacholim, he left out the Pasuk, it must be that he holds that Seruf is only a din d'rabanan, not a din d'oraisa. It's a side point. The word is once around the side point, we mentioned in passing this thing called Seruf. It's Seruf d'oraisa, Seruf d'rabanan, it's Machlegas, Rabbi Akiva, and Rabbi Chanan. Rabbi Akiva seems to say it's only d'rabanan. Rav Chanan, whose name is mentioned of Kavachas, holds that it's a din d'orais. Okay? So that concludes this shtickle gemara. New gemara. Tana. Hasel. We learned in the Mishnah, a whole new concept. New sugya. Al nachat shenim seis b'bosa shasakin v'yadayim tohoirois. V'ya bosa tam. We have here a situation where a person is a dosh shchita. You're in the base hamigdash, and you shacht an animal. You're in the base mitrachaya, in the place of the slaughter where they do all the shchita. You cut open the animal, and guess what? You find in the bosa, you find the machat. A needle. Okay, it's very common that animals eat everything they can get their mouth on, and they ate needles. Shaila is, Stam Caleb, if you have a utensil lying around in the street, you walk in the street, and you see there's a needle lying on the street, is it Tomei or Tar? So the halach is you have to be machmer and assume that kalim, stam kalim, you're not aware of, if you don't know for sure a tohar, you have to assume a tomei. So now you got a big problem. Going, of course, in the case the animal is not a trefa, that's a sug yardea, you find the needle, where do you find the needle, what part of the animal, in the lungs, in the liver, in all the different parts. We're going in the case where the needle is not making the animal into a trefa. The animal is a kosher, the meat is kosher. Shaila though is, the machat, l'choira, we have to be machmer and assume it's tamei. If the machat is tamei, and they make contact with the basar, so the machat is navatoma, the basar is a rishain, and you can't eat kachem that is tamei. So what are you going to do now? If you stop, you're going to the butcher store, right, you go to Empire, and they go do a shchit on a bird, and they find there's a machat in the basar, the boydik says that it's kosher. Okay, is it tamei or tar? Oh, different shayla. Tamei. This basar you can't eat al taras hakodesh because the machal is navatuma and the basar is tamei. But in the beis hamikdash, when dealing with kachim, if the meat is coming kind of with tumas, the basar is tamei. You have to burn the meat. So it's a tremendous chiddush. Al machat shnim says the basar. So first of all, what about the knife? The koyein is taking the knife and he's cutting up the meat. When he's cutting up the meat, he's making contact with the meat. He's making contact with the meat is tamei. If the meat is tamei, so the knife should become tamei. Maybe the knife also made contact with the needle, which we'll see in a moment. No problem. Shasakin, the knife, the hayodayim, and your hands, the knife that's cutting the meat, and your hands of the koyin that's doing it's cutting up the meat, his hands are tahar, but the habasar, the meat is tamei. Nimseis beperish, if it's found in the waste, then hakol tahar. Everything is tar. Now it's tar. Now let me go. I'm Rabbi Akiva. Zachinu she'ein tumas yadayim b'mikdash. We're very lucky over here that they were very lenient because really the Gemara seems to be saying that we should be machmir. We should be machmir. We should assume that if the needle is tamei, then the knife, the sakin, and the koyin's yodayim should also be tameh. Why? Because maybe the koyin touched the needle, maybe the knife touched the needle. We're not doing that. Because, now, we might understand in a moment why. Because this halacha, that if you find a needle, a stam utensil, we assume the worst, that it's tameh, is only a chumra dirabana. What you don't know, minatar is good for. If you don't know that it's tameh, for sure you have right to assume that it's tar. So it's only a chumra. Being that it's only a chumra, in the base hamigdash, we're not looking to be machmir. Why not? Because it's kachim. And the cost of being machmir is everything has to be burnt. So Chazal did not make extra special gezeros in the Beis HaMikdash. So Mamela, if you find a needle and there's a suffix, maybe the kohen touched the needle, maybe the knife touched the needle, it's okay. You don't have to be machmir. You're here, it's tar. The meat, though, we have no choice but to say is... What?
It's only the Beis HaMikdash,
you're saying, no? Only the Beis HaMikdash. Now, you find in the parish, you find in the waste. So the waste is separate. We find the needle in the waste of the animal. The waste, we don't view the waste as part of the basar. We view the waste to be something which is distinct, which is completely separate. So the waste is tameh, but not the basar, because the waste is viewed to be something distinct from the basar itself. So the only Amar Be'akiva, Zochinu, Shein Tumas Yidam Mitzvah. Let's see the Rashi very quickly. Rashi says, Zochinu, okay, this is the last one on the page. It goes to the next. Zuchus v'toyva v'revach v'takonehi. Four words. Yotzeisi v'yitzalti v'goalti v'lokachti. It's a zuchus, it's a toyva, it's a revach, it's a profit, v'takonah. A very unusual nusach from Rashi. He, that's what the zuchus means. Now you know what a zuchinu means. You say it's a zuchus, these four things. He, lanu, mehevsit kadoshim. Sheloi nigzra gezeras yodayim b'migdash l'tamei b'dovashein b'tamei odam. We did not make a gezeras yodayim b'migdash l'tamei b'dovashein b'tamei odam. What do we mean over here? T'hai machan mukmilo d'labar t'muy odam hu. This machat, we're going to establish in a few moments, does not have the koyach to be metame odam in a Torah. The ilu chutz the migdash metame yodayim b'tomo called the who afilus stama mishum yodayim askonios. Okay, well, we'll leave that for the Gemara. We'll explain a little more. We're going to be very lenient. That this machad is not going to have the koyach to contaminate a person's hands. A person may have touched this machad. Normally, Chazal were extremely machmir. Stam yodai maskoniosin. Of a person, before you eat bread, you have to wash your hands. Why? Why do I have to wash my hands? What did I do? I'm a clean person. It's a srach tshuma. Because if you were a koyin, a koyein, and you were to touch truma, and if your hands are shniyos, if your hands are tameh, you would contaminate the truma. So Chazal said, if you did not fully pay attention to what you're doing, it may very well be that you touch something which is tameh. So Chazal were very eager to contaminate your hands. They were very eager. But not in the Beis HaMikdash. In the Beis HaMikdash, your hands made contact with this needle, and this needle is suspect. It may very well be that this needle is tameh, and you would think, oh, for sure, Chazal would jump on the opportunity and make your hands tameh. No, Zochinu, we're not looking to make trouble in the Beis HaMikdash. Your hands are not going to become tameh. Now, the Gemara explains, the top line of the page. The Mursakashra, the name of Shane Tumas, you're dying, the Kalim, the Migdash. Why did he make this statement of Zuchin, Shane Tumas, you're dying? The Gemara's question is, there are two things that we're being lenient with here. Number one, we're not contaminating your hands. Number two, the sakin, the knife that's being used to cut up the meat, we're also being very generous. We're not giving it any contamination. We're not declaring it to become tameh. And along comes Rabbi Akiva. And Rabbi Akiva says, Zochinu. Chazal, they were very generous. They did not give your hands tumah. The Gemara's question is, why did Rabbi Akiva only focus on your hands? He should have also said, Zochinu, that Chazal did not give tumah to the knife, to the sakin. That's the Mars Kasha. The words of Rikiva are the little list on the page. Zochinu Shein Tumas Yodayim B'Migdash. Along comes over the name of Shein Tumas Yodayim V'Kalim B'Migdash. Because there was another thing which we very, we did not contaminate the knife. Look at Rashi. Rashi jumped down a few lines of Rashi. Yodayim, the name of. The last wide line, the name of. Zochinu Shein Tumas Kalim. the Megdash Midrabanan, Bedavashim Mithamminatara, Deil Bechulin, Gozrabon Beitum of Afal Gavdi Midrasatar, Kidatam Bergab Yitchestavar, Bechulim Bakalim Shnitmu Bimashkin, Vyachi Kitani Sakin Tar. Here it says the knife is Tar. Why is the knife Tar? The knife should become Tomei because, Lelev will explain in more detail why, because what happened here? There's a Machat. The Machat came in contact with the Basar. It's also very likely that there was liquid, because they washed the meat, and the liquid made contact with the needle, and that liquid made contact with your knife. When you wash meat, you go into a butcher house, right. You know there's a lot of water. So there's water making contact with the machat, right. The water automatically becomes tameh, and water, midrabanan, has the koyach to mitameh, kalim, the knife.
Water b'shishim.
Not potl, potl b'shishim. The water, there's no bitter. There's no bitter when it comes to tameh. No, 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 no. There's no, no, no. One machat can make a mitameh, a manish, a massive swimming pool. A massive tameh. Right, okay. So the name of Yeshu, the name of the moment, the name of Shem Tumas Yidam Mekhel Bemidosh. Am Rabbi Yisrael, the Gemara, he gives the answer. Am Rabbi Yehuda, Am Rabbi, Tehem Rabbi Yisrael, Rabbi Chanina, Koidim Yodayim, Koidim Gezeres Yodayim, Koidim Gezeres Kelem Nishnu. Tremendous Chiddush. This halacha, that Stam Yodayim Askonios, and we're very eager to contaminate your hands, is one takana the Rabbanan made. We made another takana, that Mashkin, water, has a koyach to be metame kalim. That's a chumrah. Because in the Torah, water is a sheni. A sheni can't be metame a utensil. These two takanos, the Gemara is giving us a history lesson, were established in different periods in time. Different kufas. So, when Rabbi Akiva said, Zochinu, they were very generous in the days Hamigdash. They did not make your hands tamei. The reason why he did not say they were very generous, they did not make the knife tamei, because that's not a zuchus. This was before the time in history when they made the gezerah that mashkin is metamei a utensil. So there was no zuchus. There was no big deal. It wasn't true. The Chazal did not need to do anything special in order to make it that the knife is tar. You know why the knife is tar? Because why would the knife be tame? The most the knife would have become tame is because in the contact with Lumashka, which touched the machat. Big deal. It's tar. Oh, but you're telling me that Bismana Zed's tame? Yeah, that's a much later takana. That happened after this was taught. So the reason why Rabbi Akiva only made mention of him because the Yodayim was already in play. That was already a takana. So that he made mention, but he did not make mention of the case of the kelim because that was a later takana. So he said, "When we say Rabbi Yisrael the kelim, it was an earlier takana. That's why he only made mention." The Gemara said, "That's not true. That's incorrect. You have to know your history. The takana that stam Yodayim become tame, and the takana that mashkin of a connecting mitame kelim was established." At the same moment in time. So once Rabbi Akiva already is making mention that Zochinu, they did not extend this to the Beis HaMikdash when it comes to Yodayim, he also should have said Zochinu, they did not extend the Takana of Mayim being Matam Mekalim, because these two Takanas were enacted Bevasachas. Amar Rabbah V'yavahot Shavayu Bo Bayom Gozru, they were Gozer on that same day. What day? The Yud Ches Dovah, the Yud Ches Dovah in the attic of Hananiah ben Chizkiah ben Goron in Mesech the Shabbos, they went to the attic and they were going through 18 things on that day. Dutznan, Hasefer, Atakana, the Chof Dalet Sifrei Tanakh on the Tamei Havadin of Tumah, because people would store, that's like the people would store in the under the Kurdish of Sefer, the Hayodayim, Stam Yodayim, the Atzful Yoim, person that went to Mikvah and did not have Shemesh, the Oichlim, the Hakalim, Shenitmu Bimashkin. Okay, Oichlim and Kalim became Tam Bimashkin, the Takona, were taught on the same day. So you see that Yodayim and Oichlim and Mashkin became Tamei from utensil, from Oichlim and Mashkin and Kalim, Shenitmu Bimashkin. So therefore, back with the kasha, why did he only make mention of the case of the Yadayim, not the case of Kalim? Elam Rabba, Elam Rava, Hanachl to Masakin, Diafilim, Chulanami, Lemetamei. No, the reason why in Chanami the Takana was already in play, but the reason why there was no need for Bikiva to make mentions of this is because there's no way in the world that this Machat would anyway have the Koyach to be Metamei the sakin. Why? Namigum tam the sakin dunagab dumai ilema. What exactly happened? Ilem dunagab the sakin dunagab basar can't happen. A sakin ein ha ein oichel metame kli. So that would then mean that you have to go to the Torah. You always go through the process of why it would still be physically, it would be impossible in halacha for the sakin to be metame the sakin. But the yadayim, yes. So that zochinu. But now when it comes to the kli, okay, we'll stop here.